Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Century Plyboards India Limited's Q3 FY22 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of all of us at Century Plyboards and SKP Securities, it is my pleasure to welcome you to this financial results conference of Century Plyboards India Limited. We have with us Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, Managing Director and CEO, along with his colleagues, Mr. Keshav Bhajanka, Executive Director, and Mr. Nehal Shah, CSO and Head Investor Relations. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal. Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Hi, everyone. Thank you for taking your valuable time out for attending the Q3 FY22 Century Plyboards investor conference call. I am Sanjay Agarwal, Managing Director of Century Plyboards India Limited. I have alongside me Mr. Keshav Bhajanka and Mr. Nehal Shah, CSO and Head of Investor Relations. I presume that every one of you have gone through our numbers in detail. Let me still brief you on the key highlights for Q3. I also wish and hope that everybody is fine during this COVID pandemic, and we hope that this is no more a pandemic but an endemic now. Let me start with the CFS segment first. Earlier, our commentary was that we would hive off our CFS in a wholly owned subsidiary. We are happy to share now we are taking a step further and have decided to demerge this business altogether. That means we are committed to exit out of this business within next 18 to 24 months. The reason for this easier exit is the current bid which we won, which will transform this division from a slow-going CFS business into an integrated port operation business. After we have won the bid, we have been receiving interest from national and international investors already. Hence, we presume that the exit will be much easier and beneficial. Besides this, we assure you that as a company, we stay invested into our earlier commitment that our focus will stay on the businesses, on the lines we are into, and we assure all of our investors. For coming at least 3 years. Coming to our key focus area, which is wood panel business. After delivering a record Q2 numbers, it gives me immense pleasure to share that we have achieved a new record once again of achieving 845 crore revenue in a single quarter. While October 21 sales were strong, November sales got impacted due to festive holidays and extended marriage season. However, December 21 sales bounced back beyond our expectations. Within bracket, I must say that it was the best month ever in CPIL's history, which gives us enough confidence of good times to continue. This also gives us confidence into all the efforts we have undertaken that they are resulting positively for the company. Pleased to share that our December volume in plywood and MDF segments were double-digit higher compared to the earlier best September month, indicating the buoyancy in demand in both the segments. While laminate December volumes were a tad lower compared to September, particle board volumes were lower by double digit due to floods in Tamil Nadu, which impacted timber availability very badly. The business is now back into its usual glory. Despite the sustained input cost pressure, we have been able to migrate large part of our gross margin pressure by taking corresponding price increases. Though that happens with a little lag across product segments and also through operating leverages. While our gross margins were down by 230 bps year on year to 47.6% in Q3 FY22, our overall EBITDA margin for the quarter stood firm at 17.9%, a contraction of mere 70 bps year on year. Price increases. We have taken considerable price increases in Q3 across product segments, 3 to 4% in plywood, 4% in laminate, 18% in MDF, and 12% in particle board. As some price increases were taken in second half of the quarter, the full impact of those price increases will get reflected only in Q4. Our MDF brownfield expansion at Hoshiarpur is as per schedule and is expected to come on stream in Q2 FY23. Our South MDF CAPEX has received all requisite approvals and the groundbreaking also happened in Q3. We have finalized capacity of 950 CBM per day at a CAPEX outlay of 600 crore and we expect the facility to come on stream by S2 FY24. And here I must mention that Keshav Bhajanka has been handling this project single-handedly and he even got the Chief Minister to come for groundbreaking and the negotiation with the machinery supplier Simple Cam has brought down the total capex for a 950 CBM project. We are also putting up a greenfield laminate manufacturing unit in Andhra Pradesh in two phases with an installed capacity of 4 million sheets and a capital outlay of 200 crore. Our working capital stands reduced to 48 days in Q3 versus 68 days in Q2 FY22. But I must say that we should still not expect this to stay exactly like this, but we will be trying our best to keep it as usual within some whatever we had 50 or 54 days or something, we will like try to keep it within that. We remain a net cash positive company with net cash position of 217 crore. Our Q3 FY22 ROCE stood at a healthy 35.6%. outlook. While we enter into Q4 with COVID third wave impacting January 21 sales, we expect the lost sales to be covered in February and March, as our production has not been hurt at all. We also believe our gross and EBITDA margin are likely to see sequential improvement across the product segments, driven by recent price increases and expected operating leverages. But we still maintain our guidance as usual for ply at 13-14%, laminate 14-15%, MDF 27-28%, particle board 24-25%. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope I have been able to touch all the points which concern our investors. And now I open the question lines so that anybody can ask a question he or she wishes.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Each participant is requested to limit him or herself to a maximum of 2 questions. Time permitted, we shall revert for any further questions that you may have which remained unanswered. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. First question was on laminate margin. The way to understand this was essentially this is a temporary number, 12.8% EBITDA margin for laminates in third quarter, and purely because of higher input prices and price hikes, which you highlighted that there was some lag effect. So broadly, we should assume that fourth quarter should come back to the normal, 14-15% range. Is that understanding correct?
Yes, the understanding is correct. These margins need to be taken with a pinch of salt because we also have close to 5 crore expenditure on Boston Consulting Group, who have been taken on as the consultants to grow sales in the laminate division. This is an expense that will last for another couple of quarters, and post that, which will no longer be on the balance sheet. If we remove this expense, margins in this quarter were also closer to 16%.
This is 5 crore per quarter, right?
Yes, per quarter.
Okay, got it. And sir, second question, then I'll come back in the queue, was on the port development contract. Would you explain, as in how, measure 200 crore total capex, I would imagine there will be a debt equity here, and plus obviously this will be spread out over 3-4 years. But as you've highlighted that you want to exit the overall business, including the CFS, over 18-24 months, could you highlight what is the commitment from Century Ply and why has this come as a negative surprise to us? Because essentially I thought, we are not willing to panic into the CFS business. Thank you. That's my second question.
No, it's a very, very good question. You see, this is something which we are doing with the viewpoint to demerge the business going forward. The objective here is very simple. We will only be focusing on our core businesses. If you look at this business individually today, it is not performing very well. With this new development, this becomes a very good value proposition. And as such, the business will be demerged and there will be other entities who will be coming into the same. Century's involvement in this is going to be minimum. The total capex required is 200 crore over 2 phases. Right now, we are not even discussing phase 2. The capex requirement is only 95 crore over the course of the next 3 years. And that is what we are looking at. I think the entire demerger process should be completed within the next 24 months. And Century is, again, I would like to re-emphasize, we are focused on our core sectors only. This development was just so that we could demerge this as a strong entity in itself, and this business will no longer then be a part of Century.
And, sorry, just to add what Keshav said, the capital commitment from Century Plyboards would be only limited to 35 crore.
That's the equity component, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I'll go back in between. Thank you so much for answering my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kotari from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for providing the opportunity. First of all, congratulations for a great set of numbers. Sir, in this, overall, when you look at the outlook of this industry, considering that real estate overall industry is doing really very well, which actually comes for, your kind of a product, whether it's tiles or plywood, probably about 2-3 years after the, the sales or registration happens. So currently kind of demand environment, what we are seeing, which is very robust, that is primarily driven by what factor?
You see, you all know that a lot of actually work in progress, or there was a lot of real estate which was actually lying unsold also. And we know that the record number of registrations happening in a city like Mumbai, when some special discounts were given by the local government for registration. So all those things are making the difference. That is number one. The second thing, why a Century Plywood kind of a company is getting special growth, there are number of measures we have undertaken over the last two and a half years, and all those measures are actually resulting. We have involved BCG, we have involved Vector, we have, our GTM has totally changed the go-to market of whether it is plywood or whether it is laminate or whether it is MDF also, is not like what it used to be in the olden days. Everything, every person is being monitored, and it is very, very only focused on growth, not on the maintenance so much. Maintenance part is only just 30%. 70% focus has shifted to growth. So all those things are now have started giving us the results. And I hope going forward, they will prove, of course, they are a risk because we have changed the way we operate. But now they are showing the results. We believe that in times to come, they will do, they will give us rather better results.
I see. And sir, my second question is on this, the logistics segment. Currently, I think this business makes about 20-25 crores EBITDA, correct me if I'm wrong, on annualized basis. So once this new project starts, I don't know what is the first year of operation of this new project, how do you see the total logistic business EBITDA?
The new business should have a turnover of close to 100 crores plus at 90% capacity utilization. I think that we will be looking at the EBITDA margin of 25-30% on this. This is a conservative estimate. It could even be slightly higher. You're right, the current business does have an EBITDA of close to 20 crores annually, and both these businesses put together should have an EBITDA of 40-45 crores 4 years in.
So basically in the first year will be which year will be first year? So basically this project starts from when?
This, the first year of operation will be year 25.
You mean first April 25?
Yes. First April 24. So, FY 25.
Okay. Yeah. So, and in the very first year itself, it can do 25 crore EBITDA, or it will take time for ramp up? So,
it will take time. First year, the EBITDA is going to be low. First year, we are assuming that we will be at 60-65% capacity utilization, and then we will move forward from there.
Understood. Great, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll come back and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Chaudhary from Spark Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my side. Just again, harping on the margins in the laminate segment, this has been pretty volatile over the last year or so. And a couple of quarters, they say 20% plus and now back to 13%. So how should one read this, and what would be a steady level to expect?
You see, we had given guidance on this last time as well. I do not think 20% plus is sustainable in laminates. We were targeting doing 16-17% on an annualized basis, and I am very confident that we are going to finish along that line itself. This quarter, because melamine prices increased drastically, melamine prices increased from, say, $800 levels to $3,500 levels, which is an increase of 300% plus So that impact came predominantly in the last quarter. Some of it will be felt in this quarter, but we have taken price hike against the same. I think this quarter you'll be looking at better margins, closer to 15-16%.
Got it. Secondly, just a clarification on this logistics business CapEx. So of the 200 crore CapEx, Century will be putting in only 35 crores. So what about the rest? Is there a partner coming in or will be funded?
Now, the 200 crores is over two phases. In phase one, the commitment will be total, 90-95 crores, not more than that. And we will be investing only 30 crores in equity. We will be taking on debt, but this is going to be in a separate entity altogether. And in the separate demerged entity, we could be looking to take up some partners. As the MD has already mentioned, we have received a lot of interest post this development, and we are actively exploring at a good valuation to take on a partner in the same.
Got it. Lastly, on the particle board segment, you have been consistently operating in excess of 100%. Despite that, there is no intention or just wanted to know the thought process on the expansion in this category. Margins are pretty good, 26-27%. And recently, we also seeing a large capacity addition from Greenland. So what are your thoughts on this business?
We have, I think, I don't really remember, but I think we have a little spoken earlier also that we are working. We are actually yet to decide, but we are working on expansion of the capacities, all different kinds of module possible. And we are doing a completely deep dive into the sizes, into the market, into the location of the plant, and all those are going on. I think very soon we will be in a position to take a decision and go ahead with that. We'll be able to announce our decision actually. But till now the decision has not been taken. But it is at the final stage. So as and when we take the decision, I'm sure it will be informed. But yes, it is. You are very right that we need to go into that direction, and we will be going into that direction.
Got it, sir. Thank you, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my end. Firstly, going back to the logistics business, is there any such large contract that we have bid for which could come in as a surprise at a later stage?
No, there has been no bid other than this. This is the singular bid that was made, and thankfully, we have been allotted the same.
Okay. No other bids where decision is still pending to come?
No other bids, and it is categorically decided that there will be no more bids going forward. This was action done to make sure that this entity becomes viable on its own going forward. And it was a one-off decision, and we are going to stick to that.
Sure. Got that. You also mentioned about demand being very strong again from December onwards. How is the trend that we are seeing from Jan onwards? Is it the double-digit demand growth again back? You also mentioned that, demand is coming back from, unsold inventory and all getting sold. Have you done some analysis wherein it has got a direct correlation with the amount of registrations that we are doing? Or is it a pan-India level demand that we are currently seeing?
You see, in January, first few days, the demand was very poor. The outlook wasn't good. Because of COVID, we had a number of sales team members who were unwell, who were quarantining. So the first 15 days, the outlook wasn't good at all. But the recovery in the past 10 days has been fantastic. And I think we are looking, if this is the case, we're going to be looking at another very strong quarter. With regards to registration data, we tried doing a correlation, but we saw that in markets where registrations were good also, and in markets where registrations weren't so good, both those markets were doing well. So we weren't able to actually take out any sort of a correlation. We have been growing pan-India, and we are seeing growth in most geographies, both urban and rural. So for us, we have not been able to find any direct link to the data.
Sure, got that. And my last question was related to certain new products. You definitely mentioned that, you're open to the particle board market, which is now a well-explored market with, two players like Greenlam and, Merino announcing entry. But there are a lot of other product categories that we are seeing on ground, which are maybe, you know, pretty niche, but where opportunities are high. Are you open to those kind of opportunities in the wood panel space? And are you open to looking at new categories apart from the regular plywood, laminates, and, you know, MDF and particle board division?
What are these items you are hinting at?
So basically, we actually see a lot of panel work in the market. We see a lot of charcoal work these days in the market. There's a lot of niche. Wooden flooring is a very basic and a very big market where, you know, you all are not there. Are you all open to such kind of niche category also to enhance the growth?
You see, I can tell you, wooden flooring is a very small business on India level. Whether at some time in the past, we had entered into the segment and then we exited.
Okay.
This is number one point. As far as the wood panel segment is concerned, particle board, MDF and plywood are the three main categories. Apart from that, there is another product known as OSB, Oriented Strand Board, which we as a company do not see any possibility at the moment. But yes, in future, if we see the possibility in the market, we will go for it because that is our line of business and we'll certainly get into it. There is a product known as PVC board. We are already into it, importing and marketing into the market because it competes with our product and it is being used by all the
architects
and IDs and contractors. So for that, as and when we see the market expanding in the future, then we may consider. In this PVC board, maybe in future we may enter into this because that is a business which is exactly competing with our plywood and our MDF. So, but we are already in the business and pan-India we have dealers and distributors for that. There is one thing more which cement wooden board, you can say. We are into it in a small way. We are trading at the moment, but we do not see much of a great business going on or expansion happening in times in near future. Rather, this product has been there for last 20-30 years in India but has really not done very well. So we do not see a big future for this. So we are not looking into going great guns or going big time into it at all. And these are all the products which I think I know about. If there is anything else you have, you can certainly.
Just to add on, in the plant in the south, the laminate unit that's coming in the south will have a larger press, which is going to be a 14x6 press. This press is meant for compact laminates and toilet cubicles. So this is a new line of business, which is, it is made from the same laminate, but it is for a particular segment and a particular usage for toilet cubicles and restrooms. This will be operational from next year.
Got that. That was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkat Samala from Tata AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one clarification. If you could throw some more color as to, you know, when did you put that bid for the logistics segment? And because the backdrop behind asking this question is that, you know, when you held the 5-year analyst meet recently, there was no indication given of this, right? So just wanted to understand more on this.
So the bid was put in place more than a year ago. The reason it was not given is because, again, the purpose of this, even after winning the bid, the purpose is the same. We are looking to remove this entity into a separate entity. Now it becomes a more viable proposition. But yes, it was a complete oversight on our part. We should have mentioned that we had put in place a bid in the 5-year roadmap. That was an oversight on the company's behalf.
Understood. And I'm sorry, I'm asking you to sort of reiterate this, but you are categorically stating that there will be no more than that 30-35 odd crore equity investment from your end, right? For this particular venture moving forward?
Yes, 100%. After this, the venture will need to be self-supporting. It needs to become an entity on its own and it will run as per whatever financials that business has. And she will have zero cash infusion into the business beyond this.
Okay, understood.
And Venkat, just to add furthermore, it's not only that we are not going to infuse in logistics, but again, besides the additional penny which we'll be spending over the next 2-3 years, it will be only and only within the wood panel space.
Understood. That helps it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Chheda from Canara Robeco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity, sir. Two questions from my side. So in the plywood space, sir, how do we see the unorganized players shaping up, so especially in the say Yamunanagar also, because there were talks that they were facing challenges due to the working capital pressure, etc. So how are they shaping up? I mean, are they still continuing to face challenges or no? That was my first question. And second question is, sir, that since we have taken around 3-4% of price hike in the plywood, so now what would be the pricing difference between, say, a branded player like us and, say, an unbranded player? So basically, I just want to understand that is there some market shift that is happening which is also helping us in posting such robust numbers? So yeah, these are the two questions from my side. Thank you.
As far as I have been, even in all my earlier declarations and discussions, I have been very, very clear that Indian manufacturers, even small ones, are quite good at fighting it out in the market. But yes, I have firm belief that the shift is happening, but happening slowly, very slowly. If it would not have happened, we would not have grown the way we have grown. And I am sure overall the market has shrunk. Overall, the market has certainly shrunk, but we have grown. But this will happen at a very slow pace. And in smaller manufacturers, there are most of them will survive. Few of them may not survive. That is always has been happening, and that will happen in future also. The second question you asked, the price difference, very frankly, there is a price difference. And even if it goes up by 3-4% or if it reduces by 3-4%, that does not really make much of a difference. If the difference goes up by 10%, 15%, the gap widens by that much, then it might make a difference. So, I think I've been able to answer your question that, the local people have tried to take increase in the prices. They have failed to do so. We have been able to take. So the price gap might have increased by 4% or 5%. But that's okay. That does not really hurt. The only thing which has hurt them is actually the raw material, because the imported raw materials were not available to them in between at different times. The prices are actually much more than, because we are direct importers. So all those things have happened from time to time. But yes, otherwise I do not take them as a very weak competition. I never take them as a weak competition, actually.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Bhagat from Kotak AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, what was the A&P spend that is there probably in FY22 and for 9 months for this year? And how do you see that A&P spend panning out over the next 2 years? The second question is related to CAPEX spend for FY23 and FY24.
So I think in terms of A&P spend, Neil will give you the exact figure. But as always, we are within the targeted percentage. We will not exceed the same. And going forward, next year, we are looking to continue in the same way. We are looking to have an aggressive campaign very similar to this year. It has aided us in growing our volumes, and I am very confident that next year we should have even more robust campaign, perhaps with not much more additional expenditure. In terms of CAPEX, the CAPEX plans are the same as we had guided earlier. We have the new MDF plant that is coming up with the laminate unit, and that is our primary CAPEX. The Hoshiarpur unit should become operational within Q2 of this year.
Okay. Okay, yeah, but Rishikesh, 600 crore capex, sorry, 600 CB, the capex for 900 CBM, how will it be spread out over 23 and 24?
The majority of the capex will be coming over the course of the next 16 months. Now, this timing of it will depend on your machinery dispatch, etc. We'll get back to you, but the majority will be happening over the course of the next 16 to 18 months.
Okay. And you are fairly confident that 2H24, this capacity should come. That will not be a challenge in the sense with the timeline, with machinery and all this.
We are very confident. H2 FY24, this capacity will definitely come.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations for the great numbers, sir. You know, my question is in terms of the plywood business, obviously third quarter has been extremely good, better than second quarter. But if I were to look at 9 months, the growth in terms of volume on a 2-year CAGR is about 8%. Now, the question is, you know, is that largely in terms of the market share gain in the premium segment, economy segment, if you can give some color in terms of the mix for the current quarter or 9 months versus last year?
I think there's a mistake in the data because Q3 was not bigger than Q2. Q2 is actually larger than Q3. So I think perhaps there's something wrong with that data point.
Actually, it's more to do with revenue growth because of realizations being higher, but in terms of volumes, there has been a decline of 2.3% quarter on quarter.
Yeah, yeah. I was more checking from the volume perspective for 9 months, you know, in terms of specifically for economy and premium segments, how they have done.
Yeah. So, if you look at our Scenic segment, yeah, in fact, MD would touch base on that.
But I think Rough Prime year-on-year has grown about 11.4%. Maybe in Scenic, MR has not grown too much. It has grown by only 3.8%. Whereas Scenic TF has really grown beyond 50%. So, and that is that are our projections because the prime cannot grow more than about 8 to 10%. That is the growth we really plan, and we really plan that the major growth will come from Scenic 50 to 40%. That will bring down the average price because actually you are selling a lower price segment more, and that quantity is getting more and more. So average price will go down, but that does not mean that the price of all the goods are going down. As far as prime is concerned, that is our bread and butter, and our eyes are all focused on our prime segment. And that has grown by 11.4%, and I don't remember in last 4 or 5 years, actually we have done a double-digit growth in our prime. So I think that's a good thing to happen.
Sure. And in terms of the margin profile between prime and non-prime, are they similar? What kind of margin difference is there?
You see, prime certainly has a much better profit. There's no two things about it. And Scenic will have lesser profit, lesser price. I would not like to really get into the real detail of how much profit we make in the prime and how much profit we make in Scenic. But overall, you see, the company's profit is going up. And we have been able to still maintain our EBITDA within the range we have been always discussing. So I think that should be, even looking forward, even going ahead, sometimes the EBITDAs may go up. But then we are, in my speech also I told that we are looking forward to maintain it within that percentage we have always declared. Not today, but for last 2 years, I think we are in the same segment.
And also, just to add, our focus on value addition always remains, which is premiumization, where our focus on Kraft Prime has always been very, very strong, and that's why we've been able to get the double-digit growth. Even in Scenic segment, we have immediately turned back to our value addition, where our Scenic PF has started really doing well. So, in fact, even on the distribution side, we are seeing a lot more dealer addition in the Scenic segment, particularly for the Platinum. So even within the economic segment, our thought process is to continue to increase premiumization by virtue of selling more of PF versus MR.
Understood. Just one more question with respect to the project. What I wanted to check is that this win is more incidental rather than really the thought with respect to demerger. Is that understanding right? Because I mean, I'm just curious to know, you know, on one hand, we have a CFS business. On the other hand, we are talking about port operations, which are somewhat different business than really handling the container or doing, you know, getting custom cleared in the CFS. So just wanted to understand if this is more incidental than really from a demerger perspective.
Hey. As far as the operation of this port is concerned, you see, we are not building the port. Building this port, what we have got, will cost actually thousands of crores, very frankly. And we are getting it for a song, very frankly. The operations, we are actually already on the, all the operations we will be doing, we operate big cranes, we do stevedoring, we are doing transportation, we own, I don't know how many trailers we own, as you say, I don't really remember also. All the operations are very, very well known to us, and we are doing them on day in and day out basis because of our CFS. We are handling cargo at the port. Same thing we will be doing, and we have understood it and decided only after understanding it very, very deep. Now, why do we want to demerge it? That is because basically, we are getting a very big pushback from investor community. That is one of the reasons that, yes, otherwise I would love to keep it in Century Plywood, but then it seems that our investors are not happy, so why not? We have no problem. Number two, we also believe that with, by adding this port with the CFS, this is becoming now a business potential opportunity. Because the kind of calls we have received in last 2-3 days is just amazing. So that's why we believe that going ahead, actually now demerging it will bring in better value for all of us.
Understood. And just one clarification on the laminate piece. In the second quarter call, we had talked about the laminate realizations are too high. These are not sustainable. Third quarter, we see that obviously this has improved further with the price hike. But just wanted to get color in terms of the laminate realization. How do you see it? What has driven this increase? Is that only price increase? Is that mix? Or is that export driven?
No, but we have never said that realizations are going to taper off. We have said that profitability in the last quarter, that profitability is unsustainable. Realizations in laminate have gone up and they will go up further in the current quarter. We took our last price increase in the month of December. So if you look at the laminate realizations for Q4, they will be even higher than Q3.
Understood. So that means you were more talking about margins than really the realizations.
Yes. We were talking about margins. 20% EBITDA margin, that in laminate was not sustainable. That is the point we are trying to make.
Fair point. Thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agrawal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, I wanted to understand, you said that you hiked your realizations in the laminate segment, but your quarter-on-quarter revenue has fallen down. So, and your sales, of course, they've also fallen down. So, is this because the market has not, they're not... like, you know, they've not taken the price hikes really. I mean, the market has not reacted positively to the prices.
No, this is a trend every year. You will see in the laminate sector, Q3 is typically weaker than Q2. Because in Q3, we have one less month of operation, in essence. Diwali, Durga Puja, Chhat Puja, all of these come in the same quarter. So Q3 is a weaker quarter. This is, the price increases have not led to this. This is the annual phenomenon, and you will see in Q4, the volumes are going to look far better.
Okay, so we don't see the same pattern in plywood, MDF, and particle board. We only see this in laminate.
In plywood also, in terms of volumes, Q2 is normally slightly higher than Q3. The simple reason being that in Q3, we have Diwali, Durga Puja, and during this time period, work, yes, sales do slow down. There is a dip. In MDF in particular mode, I think that skew is not as predominant.
Oh, okay. So we can expect better sales volumes from Q4.
Yes,
like that.
That is what FD has communicated in his opening speech.
So, like, what is the maximum capacity utilization across all your segments, like MDF, plywood, laminate, and market?
Yeah, so laminate, so in the quarter which has just gone by, the capacity utilization has been at 86%. For plywood, the capacity utilization is at 81%. For MDF, the utilization has been hovering around 95-96%. And for particle board, it's more than 100%.
Okay. So what is the maximum?
103% to be precise.
So, like, through debottlenecking, what is the maximum utilization that we can achieve?
So let the debottlenecking happen and add the capacity. So currently, since you're talking about debottlenecking, we have debottlenecking going on in a couple of our factories, particularly in Chennai and in Guwahati. I think you'll soon hear us adding capacities there. It will take time, probably over the course of next 2 to 3 quarters. So current capacity remains at 3 lakhs. We would increase our capacities through debottlenecking in this financial year and possibly over the next 16 to 18 months through the addition of our Hoshiarpur factory.
Okay. That's it from me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Udit from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. Most of the questions have been answered. Sir, if you can just help me, what will be your domestic and export split into the laminate business?
In laminates, our split has been more or less consistent over the course of the past 4-5 years. We are looking at close to 25-30% by volume for export. I think going forward, we are going to be looking to grow exports at a slightly faster pace. This is going to be aided by the new capacity that comes in the south, which has larger sizes. But I think exports will inch up to 30% plus of our total volumes.
Got it. And sir, like you mentioned that the price hike that we took will come with a lag impact. So, but looking at the current situation from your end, are the raw material prices still surging and would you take another price hike during the quarter?
As of now, there is no further price increase that is being thought upon. There has been a tapering in certain raw materials and we should get the benefit of that going forward. But it's a very dynamic scenario. Prices are, I have not seen commodity markets this volatile in my entire career. So I would not like to comment much on it right now. But at this point in time, there is no further price increase that is being thought of in the laminate category.
Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rahul Agrawal from InGrid Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, on the MDF realizations, you know, they've been highest ever. And this might be a function of, you know, multiple factors, right? Strong demand, price hike, sales mix. You know, I saw prelam MDF at 22% of total sales. And there might be also an element of lower imports, you know, into South India. Is this sustainable at this level or what should we build?
Hello. I can't hear.
Hello, am I audible?
I could not hear the question. Could you just put the question?
Sure, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible now.
Sir, I was talking about the MDF realizations. My sense is there are multiple factors driving this. You know, there will be price hike, strong demand, sales mix in terms of, you know, higher prelam MDF sales. Mm-hmm. And also there might be lower imports in South India. Is this sustainable here at 32,000 or, you know, any thoughts, sir, on this?
See, this question I think had been raised I think earlier also, and I understand that from investor community this is a very good question. See, it will always, you will see that every industry is cyclical and so will be MDF. So as and when the factors change and the factors, what are the factors, the supply and demand. So demand is growing, say, at a pace of, say, 15% per annum. So that is motamoti, you can say, sometimes it may be 15 or 12 or 14 or 18, something like that. But then the supply may change drastically because
suddenly some new extra plants may come up, suddenly imports may become viable. So all those sectors are there for every industry. So as and when those sectors come in, we have seen those times earlier also, and those times may come. But I don't see anything in next 1.5-2 years. I really don't see much of a challenge, very frankly. There is not much capacity coming up. Only one plant, which is ours only in North India, which is also 350-400 cubic meters per day, which is nothing. So I really don't see much of a challenge in next 2 years time. Now, what will happen when our new plant will come in at that time, whether the imports will be in easier to make or what, we will understand in times to come. But I think I can tell you, any investor must always discount that there will be a cycle and there will be bad phases and good phases in every industry.
So is it that the demand is higher than supply today for India? Is that a situation in the country today?
I won't say it is higher than the demand. We are able to meet up whatever the demand is there, and I think all the capacity presently is being utilized. If somebody is unable to utilize, it might be due to his own internal reasons. So I really don't feel that there is too much of a demand, otherwise we would have been under pressure to increase the prices again, which we really do not see at this moment.
Got it, sir. And secondly, the tax rates for 9 months have been higher at 30%. Any specific reason for this?
Guys, you see.
That question, I couldn't.
Taxes. Taxes are higher at 30%.
Oh, taxes are higher. Yeah, yeah. Keshav can answer.
We do not actually pay. We are still utilizing our MAT credit. Because of the same, it shows a 30%, but the actual payout in the company is only 17 or 18%. Abhishek will get back to the exact details. And from next year, we will, in any case, move on to the 25% regime.
So basically, we are under the old tax regime. Next financial year, we'll move on to the new tax regime with tax rate at 27.15%.
Yes.
25.15%.
25.
Yes.
Got it, Keshav. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Edelweiss Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So, just a clarification, what is the current capacity of a plywood and the MDF right now?
So, current capacity of plywood is at 3 lakh CBM, and the current capacity at Hoshiarpur MDF facility is 2 lakh CBM.
Okay. And can you give again reiterate that for the MDF, two of the capacity expansion timelines? When that's the brownfield and the greenfield.
Yeah, so I'll just give you the synopsis of what has been current capacity addition and the timelines as well.
So we will be coming up with the expansion, the brownfield expansion in Q2 of the next financial year. And we'll be coming up with the greenfield unit in Andhra by H2 of FY24.
So by H2 of FY24, our expanded capacity would stand at 1900 CBM. So, Hoshiarpur will be 600 plus 350, and the Greenfield project at Agra would add another 950. So, total will be 1900 CBM.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time, thank you for your trust on Century Plyboards Limited. We hope that we will be able to deliver a similar result.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.